Well, although the Democracy Project is newer in Brazil than it is here in our country, one can't help but drawing parallels between our current political environment and the one in Brazil. Director Patrick Costa is here this morning to talk about her film. She's joined by her producer, Joana Nadascara, to talk about the film The Edge of Democracy. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
So, Patrick, you had mentioned that this film is actually based on an inspiration of you being at Sundance earlier. Tell us about that.
Yes, in 2013, I was here as an audience member and I saw a film called The Square about the Arab Spring. And I came out with the sensation of like how lucky I am as a Brazilian to have such a solid democracy, and the dictatorship is so beyond in our past. And 6 years later, the country got into a vertigo of events that have brought us to a very, very different place.
Yeah. Can you give us just a brief history of Brazil's politics?
Yes. So Brazil had a military coup in 1964 that lasted until the 80s. And then in 89, we had our first democratic election. And I was 6 at the time. It was very memorable for me. And then since then, in 2013, we had our own little Arab Spring with huge protests that occluded for just because of a rise in the bus fare. But soon they started to develop and have more of a right-wing tendency towards the end. And since then, people started asking for the return of the military, which was unheard of in Brazil, and other things such as even the return of the monarchy. There was an impeachment in 2016 that was extremely controversial and divided Brazilian society completely. And the past election in 2018 was even more polarizing. And I think we're feeling the erosion of democracy because people have stopped believing the democratic process and have fear has really taken control of people's desires and interactions with politics. And there's basically this delegitimization of the democratic process that is very dangerous, and the rise of violence too.
Yeah, I mean, and all of this is like just under the current. Of course, I mean, Brazil hosting the Summer Olympics and the World Cup. I mean, we just see the good parts, I guess, huh? I mean,
yes.
As a worldwide audience.
Yes, that was happening while the biggest Olympic events and the World Cup was taking place there. There were many protests against both things. There were many Brazilians that didn't want the World Cup or the Olympics to happen because they felt there were huge investments that weren't really going to benefit the social lacks that we have. And I think those events collaborated with this kind of social explosion that happened. Social tension.
About the documentary too, as Petra mentioned, she was 6 years old when a lot of this progress started being made. And in the movie, not only is she a great literally storyteller because you're narrating the majority, if not all, of the film, but she ties it in so personally to herself, you know, her life and how her family is involved and divided by. Mm-hmm. And would you talk about that, the division between the difference in your grandparents and your parents?
Yes. So my parents were very active in the fight against the military dictatorship in the 70s in Brazil and were living in hiding and kind of and many of their friends were tortured or killed. While my grandfather had a construction company that grew during that time, and the division began there, and it kind of was forgotten during the democratic period. Because Brazil decided to forget the military dictatorship, which I think is the reason why this is all coming back, the rise of the far right and this rise of intolerance. Because when you forget the demons of your past, they come back to haunt you. And I think people would not be asking for the return of the military if there was a true Truth and Reconciliation Commission that had punished the crimes that had been done there, as other countries in Latin America did but we decided to forget, and now it's all coming back to us.
So the two presidential terms that you pretty much featured in the doc, you had such up close and personal access with your crew. Did you have a particular in because of your parents' activism, or how did you go about getting such up close and personal access?
So I had seen Lula growing up in rallies and things, and he knew of my mother, and there was a sense, like, I knew who to ask, and they knew who where I was coming from, but it still took about 8 months to get real access and to get an interview with him. And with Dilma, the same. But it was funny because I wrote her a letter saying about my mother and everything, and then at the end of the first interview, she was like, "Who are you?"
Because she had been a real revolutionary as well.
Yes, she was. She had been.
So who is in charge? The military at this point?
No, Bolsonaro. He was an army reserve in the 70s. And he was a congressman for the past 20-something years. And he was somewhat a political outsider that grew very much from this process of a huge corruption scandal that affected almost all parties, and he grew from that disbelief that people are having in politics.
Will you be able to show this doc in your home country? And, like, what kind of platform do you hope it will have there?
I think our producer, Joanna.
I mean, the film is a Netflix original, so we hope to show the film in all 190 countries. And what we really think is that the themes of the story are relevant to so many of us. I mean, so many of us struggling with what does democracy mean? What does it look like? How do we keep it healthy? What are our roles as citizens in, you know, in contributing to the health of that democracy? So, yes, we very much think the film will be shown everywhere, and we expect a lot of feedback globally on it.
That's great.
Yeah, what would you like people to walk away, though, after seeing this film? That democracy is precious, or
I think yeah. I mean, it you know, we have in places and times and in many of our countries taken that for granted. Democracy is precious, is as Churchill said, the best worst form of government we have, and something that we really need to hang on to. So I think the film shows how things can erode and what we must, you know, ensure is precious to us and to how to protect that.
Yeah. In my introduction, I mean, do you see any similarities between the political environment in Brazil and what we have here in the States? Or, I mean,
I think
I don't know anything about your country. Why would you know anything about mine? All right.
I think the film allows people to make up their own minds. If you see parallels with your own country, you know, often I do with mine. I'm from the UK. Then I think that's useful. But I think Petra's done a wonderful job of allowing people to take the pieces that resonate with themselves.
I think the fact, what I say in the film, which is that I have the same age as Brazilian democracy, and I thought that in our 30s we would both be standing on solid ground, is something that not just, I think, Americans feel from my generation, but from other generations, but many people around the world are feeling. Like, until, I think, 2016, most of us thought that we were on the way towards having a stronger and stronger democracy, and how fast things can change has taken us all aback, and kind of, I think we all feel the vertigo of having the ground opening beneath our feet.
All right. Well, The Edge of Democracy is one of those in the World Cinema Documentary Competition. A couple more local screenings that I know about: Thursday today, 9:30 tonight at the Ray, and then again tomorrow, February 1st, 3 o'clock at the Temple Theater. Hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.